You would think that the Ravens would be like, all right, we started this season off 0-2, but we don't win on a 5-game win streak. Ravens flock should be satisfied and happy with that, right? But they were like, no. You would think that after they added Arthur Millette back to the active roster just yesterday, they could be like, all right, Ravens fans, they should chill off of that. We good for the week. But they were like, no. You would think that after we got this great news on Marlon Humphrey, let's read the report from Ian Rappaport. He said, Ravens All-Pro cornerback Marlon Humphrey did not suffer a major knee injury last week. Sources say following tests, he's walking around with a little discomfort. But after two interceptions last week, Humphrey's status is up in the air this week, and time will tell how quickly he can recover. So you would think after that, too, after getting that news, that Ravens will be like, that's good enough. Ravens flock should be straight. No, you would think that after Jalen Armour Davis getting back to practice this week too, after being hurt and being out for a while, you would think that Ravens would be like, no, but here's the kicker. It's this one that we've been waiting on this since last year when he first went down with injury, because last year, Keaton Mitchell was killing it. Last year, Keaton Mitchell was averaging like 50 yards per carry. Last year, Keaton Mitchell was getting involved in a run and a passing game. And last year, Keaton Mitchell was an undrafted rookie free agent, and he was killing it like that. You would think that this year, the Baltimore Ravens were like, you know, let's add Derrick Henry. And with all his success, you would think they would be like, oh, Ravens fans, they should be straight off of that. You would think that the Ravens, with Derrick Henry and Justice Hill getting it in too, that they'll be, Ravens fans would be straight. But Ravens say, nope, that's not enough, because Keaton Mitchell is back. Keaton Mitchell is back. He was back at practice today. They are starting his 21-day window to where he can return to the active roster. So, within the next 3 weeks, Keaton Mitchell.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Do y'all realize, like, Ravens are crushing, destroying it right now? Not just in the run game, for sure, yes. Derrick Henry doing his thing. Justice Hill doing his thing. Lamar Jackson getting it in a little bit, too, in the run game. But Ravens are crushing it in the pass game, too. Ravens are just, they are playing Ravens are playing their best offensive football ever. They are on a historical pace. They are on a historical tear. Ravens have just been amazing on offense. Defense, well, they got a little catching up to do, but thank goodness for the offense, because the offense has been saving the defense pretty much the majority of the year. And we love to see it. We love to see Lamar Jackson looking like he's going to be MV3, because it's looking like this campaign is going to be his third one. Remember, when we did the interview with Coach Van, who Lamar Jackson mentioned a couple of weeks ago before the game against the Commanders, he said, every day before every game, I get on the phone and I pray with Coach Van. And that's who we interviewed. He said it. In our interview with him, he talked about how he could see Lamar Jackson getting another MVP this year. And he talked about Lamar possibly winning another couple of MVPs. But he said this year, he could see Lamar Jackson winning another MVP. And when he said that, I said, well, I mean, he could. But now we're seeing, like, oh, yeah, he could. Because Lamar Jackson is on another level. And Lamar Jackson being on another level, that has allowed this Baltimore Ravens offense as a whole to be on another level. But just imagine if this Baltimore Ravens offense could potentially get even stronger. Keaton Mitchell's back. Well, he ain't back all the way, but he's back. So since he's back practicing, that means it's only a matter of time before he's back on the field. And we get to see that Keaton Mitchell with this Derrick Henry, with this Justice Hill, with this offensive line, with this Todd Monken, with this Lamar Jackson, with this Rashad Bateman, Zay Flowers, Mark Andrews, who's back too, Isaiah Likely, Charlie Colt. Like, Ravens are doing something. And this news, this is just excellent. Because we've been so used to, for so long, especially as Ravens fans, even over the past couple of years, I've been so used to getting really bad injury news. Guys being out for a while. Guys missing a season. But actually, it started a couple years ago when Ravens made a change to their strength and conditioning coach. And they also hired a Titans coach that was supposed to be good at helping players recover properly from injuries. Ever since then, things have been on the up and up when it's come to Baltimore Ravens and their health. Overall, of course, there's been some one-offs here and there. But overall, the Baltimore Ravens have been a lot healthier than they have been in previous seasons. But we love this. We love this for the Ravens. We love this for Keaton Mitchell because we know that he's been waiting. He's been itching to get back out there. I'm sure he'd be watching the games and stuff and be like, man, I would take off. Oh, that would have been a touchdown. Oh, yeah. We know it. And Keaton Mitchell even talked about this with Rita. Shout out to Rita, the NFL chick, and Glenn Clark on the Arthur Millett show. And I know they're going to be doing the show tonight, and it's going to feature Nate Wiggins. But when they had Keaton Mitchell as a guest on their show a couple of weeks ago, he talked about how, and again, we know Keaton Mitchell's been hurt, so he ain't even been playing. But he talked about how Derrick Henry be making sure that he's on point. Derrick Henry and him be going over different runs and whatnot, going over different plays and all that. And he said Derrick Henry tried to make sure that Keaton Mitchell got a feel for what Derrick Henry's feeling when it comes to the run game. And for Keaton Mitchell to get that in just his second year, and he ain't even playing. Derrick Henry ain't got to do that. Derrick Henry can be like, oh, no, I'm good. I got it. Me and Justice Hill got it. But Derrick Henry said, no, let me put Keaton Mitchell on, too. Let me take him under my wing, too. So that shows you just how great of not only a player Derrick Henry is, but a teammate as well. So for Keaton Mitchell to be able to learn from him and after what he knows already from what we seen last year, it's over for y'all. We talked about Baltimore Ravens offense and just how great they've been. It's been amazing to see it. So the NFL, they've been recognizing just how great Ravens offense and their offensive players have been. That's why for the fourth week in a row, the Baltimore Ravens have the offensive player, the AFC offensive player of the week. And this week it went to none other than Lamar Jackson, who had 5 touchdowns and 333 all-purpose yards. So in week 4, it was Derrick Henry, offensive player of the week. In week 5, it was Lamar Jackson, offensive player of the week. In week 6, it was Derrick Henry, offensive player of the week. In week 7, it was Lamar Jackson, offensive player of the week. So they've been going tic-tac-toe, any, mini, miny, mo, it's your turn. No, you got it. No, you got it. If it continues, we ain't going to have no problem with that at all. Ravens are on a 5-game win streak, and we getting so much great news about guys returning and being healthy. I know it's making y'all feel good. So if it's making Team Keep It Clean feel good, I'm feeling gooder. And Gooder just happens to be the sponsor of this video. Mark Ingram always say, look at the details. Gooder sends you these stylish sunnies starting at only $25 a pair. And you know I had to get my Team Keep It Clean colors. These shades are lightweight, they're comfortable, and ain't no slip, no bounce. If you like the more vibrant colors, or you like something a little bit more sleek, they're shades for everybody. And if you want to wear them to just chill, or you want to be more active, you want to go biking, hiking, walking, running, they are good for any type of situation. Because, I mean, they do look good. And because they're so affordable, you ain't got to worry about losing or even breaking them. And you can get a pair for every occasion. So if you need a new pair of sunnies, Gooder is giving all of our listeners free shipping. You can go to gooder.com/engraven and use code engraven for free shipping. Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Again, that's gooder.com/engraven and use code engraven for free shipping. So with the Baltimore Ravens having played this past Monday night and their game being on Sunday against the Browns at 1 p.m., schedule got a little messed up today. So they did acknowledge that we're conducting a late afternoon walkthrough on Wednesday. So the report is a practice estimation. So it may not be all the way accurate. So for any of these players that are not practicing today, don't trip. Don't be too alarmed. There can be some concern, which I understand, but we ain't got to trip too much, but let's go over it. So, Rasheen Ali did not practice. Jalen Armour Davis, he was limited, but, you know, he's on the way back from injury reserve. Zay Flowers didn't practice. Malik Harrison was limited. Marlon Humphrey did not practice. Travis Jones did not practice. Arthur Millett and Keith Mitchell were both limited. You know, they're returning from injury. TJ Tampa didn't practice. Broderick Washington, he was limited. And Nate Wiggins did not practice again. It's just an estimation, so it ain't nothing to trip about right now, but let's see what goes down. And speaking of this game that we got coming up against the Cleveland Browns, we know that it's official. Jameis Winston, he is going to be the starter. I keep calling him Jameson. I'm thinking of the drink Jameson. Jameis Winston is going to be the starter. So this got trap written all over it, whether he was going to be starting or not. This is a division game. So Ravens, they already know. They can't overlook the Browns at all, even though Browns have been doing bad. But Jameis Winston being a starter is not going to be the only change to the Cleveland Browns, because it says that Coach Kevin Stefanski, who normally does the play calling for the Browns, He is actually going to give that to the offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey. So Ken Dorsey's going to be calling the plays now. I think Ken Dorsey went to Miami. He went to University of Miami when Miami was just back when they were just killing it. They were like super dominant back then. And I look like with Cam Ward, they're getting back to that. But anyway, we ain't talking about college right now. So that is something that is a big switch up for the Baltimore Ravens. And hey, like, look, man, Zach Orr, this have you a legacy game this week? You might as well. And we get like, look, Ravens cornerbacks, whoever we got playing cornerback this week, they need to hit the jugs machine straight up, man. They need to work on just straight up catching because we miss so many opportunities with interceptions. We miss a lot of opportunities because they can completely change a game around, change a drive around, completely turn around an offense for the worse. So that's what we want as a defense. So Ravens cornerbacks got to get on that. But again, Zach Orr, he got to lock in, man. He got to lock in. We cannot have guys running wide open like we do literally every single week. Every single week. Again, to me, it's not a personnel issue. It's a coaching issue. Ravens defense, let this be the confidence boost game for them, for sure, to where they come out and they just shut it all down. I know we're going up against a backup quarterback, but he's a, what, number one or number two overall pick? I believe he's number one overall pick back in his day. So Zach Orr, Ravens defense, just come out and shut it down so we could leave this game without a doubt. Because we could use a non-stressful game where the Ravens are winning and they just blow a team out the water. So, Zach Orr, are you with us? Hopefully you are. So now we're here, my favorite part of these videos, where we get to feature your questions if you would like to be part of it. For the Team Keep It Clean patrons, if you'd like to become one, you can go to patreon.com/engravenviz. Or if you're not, you can just send an email to teamkeepitclean@gmail.com. Gotta give a special shout out to the newest Team Keep It Clean patron, our guy Supreme Billy. So shout out to Supreme Billy, SB. And you know what? Let's start off with some questions from Mr. Supreme Billy. He said the following. What's up, Engraven? It's been a while. Oh, what's up, Bill? He said, I've been watching videos since the 2018 draft when we traded for the 32nd pick for Lamar Jackson. Hope all is well. Hey, I appreciate that. Because that, wow. That's over 6 years ago. So I appreciate that, man. Thank you. For real, man. I mean, we was in Chicago for that draft. We was in Chicago, and I was watching the draft. I was streaming from my phone and watching the draft. Was I watching it on TV or from another phone? I don't even remember what the setup was, but we were streaming on the channel from Chicago. But anyway, he said, I feel like as Ravens fans, we always get caught up in the moment. Right now, as a team, we're doing well. We usually do good during the regular season, but when the playoffs come, like you say, we lose our identity from the looks of it. I feel like we will see the Chiefs again, unfortunately. No, that ain't no unfortunately. Because when you got an issue that you've been dealing with, when you got a problem that you've been struggling whenever you face it, running away from it ain't gonna make it no better. Ain't gonna make it no better. No, you gotta face it head on. You gotta deal with it. And you gotta figure out a way to get over whatever that hurdle is. That hurdle is the Chiefs. Now look, if the playoffs come around and Ravens make the playoffs and somebody else take the Chiefs out, okay, no problem. But if nobody else does, it's up to the Ravens to get this thing done, man. One way or another. Like you cannot run from the Chiefs. But anyway, back to his question. He said, I have faith in our defense, but we let Baker Mayfield get back in the game. And with the Bengals, Joe Burrow, he threw that ball all over us. Our offense produces so good this year, but of course our defense lacks. We are winning games, but I'm not sure if the way we are winning will transition good when playoffs start. Those Chiefs always got the answer for us, and we only get one shot. Do you think our current defense will take us all the way? Well, the current defense, where they've been playing, they could. They could, and I know it sounds insanely crazy, but look at how the Ravens have been winning games. Their offense has been going off. So if the Ravens want to go all the way, and the current defense, if they stay like this, which we hope they don't, we need them to improve. We can't, like, they can win in spite of the defense, but we want the defense to be much better than we've been seeing. Next question came from another Team Keep It Clean patron, my guy Martin, and he said, I'm going to say something I haven't said in a long time. I'm good with our wide receiver room. I like our guys. Hold up. Make sure that this ain't Harbaugh. Harbaugh, you a Team Keep It Clean patron? I knew it, John. I appreciate you, though, John. Thank you, man. Anyway, my guy said, while I've said before, I prefer not trading for a wide receiver because I don't want to disrupt our ecosystem that we have built. We got three great tight ends, three great wide receivers. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Great wide receivers. However, the only reason I'd be okay with getting another wide receiver is because of the possibility of injury. Now, I wouldn't say we have three great wide receivers. I wouldn't say great. As for three, I wouldn't say all that. But anyway, continuing. He said, I'd be okay with getting another wide receiver because of the possibility of injury. I literally just knocked on wood as I said that. We got a little scared with Zay, and we saw what happened to the Tampa guys. Don't get it twisted, though. I don't want to bring in someone who's going to take away targets from our guys. Bateman has stepped up big, and this is his chance to show every team out there that he is just as good as those guys that you would rather have than him. Look at what happened with Devontae Adams. He was traded and literally had no connection with Aaron Rodgers. He literally looked lost out there. Now, with that, I wouldn't worry about that because they definitely going to get that connection. It's just a matter of time. They've been apart for a couple of years, so you can see why it's a little bit rusty, but they definitely going to get it back. He said, I'm not saying don't trade, but I'm saying don't mess up what's working. I also think trading could be good, so when we can play, keep away from the Chiefs. I have mixed feelings, but I just don't want to mess up the chemistry we have built. You always say, why not get even better when it comes to the wide receiver? I just think that we should take that same philosophy and apply it to the cornerback position. How would you feel about why not get an even better approach with the wide receiver room is how some of us feel about the cornerback room. Yeah, I get that. Do both. But, I mean, you're getting Jalen Armour Davis back, right? You're getting Arthur Millette back, too. So, ain't no other receivers coming through. So, like, again, I say why not? Because, again, the reason I say for wide receiver, and I get both sides of the argument. But, again, we saw what happened. When, like you mentioned, when Zay went down, we were all like, uh-oh, no. Uh-oh. What's going to happen now? Because it would have been Nelson Agholor as our other wide receiver. Nelson Agholor, not bad, but would you want him to be your starting wide receiver if somebody were to go down? And hopefully nobody goes down. Hopefully nobody gets hurt. But stuff happens, as we know. People get nicked up. It's a long season. So why not stay ready so you ain't got to get ready? On the defensive side of the ball, they ready. They got plenty of cornerbacks over there. But, again, I think it's more a scheme thing than anything with the defense. Now, he also said, we got to admit at this point, Brandon Stephens is not the same guy from last year, and how are we supposed to believe that? He is just going to magically figure it out. I know it's not a talent issue when it comes to the defense, but this secondary has gotten cooked every single game by every quarterback that has played them. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Except Josh Allen. He ain't cookers. Every quarterback that has played them knows where 21 is at every throw, and they throw it at him, and it works. I don't care that Brandon Stephens is always there. The fact that all the biggest plays come from the opposing quarterbacks come against him and Marcus Williams and Eddie Jackson. Something has to be done to improve this secondary. We have the worst one in the league. The playoffs will be here before you know it. And think about if the playoffs started today, how are you going to feel about this current defense? We all know they aren't firing Zach all midseason. It's been 7 weeks, and nothing has changed defensively. So, we are going to have to improve the secondary through trading because I don't see the flip switch all of a sudden and the secondary just remembers how to play. They couldn't cover a pallet of Miller Lite 30s. It could be wide open in the end zone. Oh, my goodness. My guy, he ain't playing on that secondary. And I get why. But Marcus Williams, he ain't going nowhere. Eddie Jackson, he could possibly. We'll see. But I would say just you got to change up the lineup. Change up the lineup at safety. Marlon Humphrey, we'll see if he ends up being out there. I could see them like just resting him this week just for the long term, not rushing him, even if he's ready to go. But yeah, I could see some benchings, some switch ups on the defense. But other than that, I mean, hey, I don't know, man. I don't know. Zach Orr got to get some stuff together. Just make stuff basic, make it more vanilla. Have everybody do a good job at doing their job, basic job. And then go from there. Then add stuff, add more wrinkles and stuff here and there. He said, also, though I might disagree with you on different topics, we both want what we think is going to push this team to the Super Bowl. Whether that be trading for a wide receiver or defensive player, at the end of the day, we both just want the Ravens to win the Super Bowl. Sorry, I hope I ain't come off as rude or anything. I ain't mean anything. I just want this team to win the Super Bowl. I'm team keep it clean, so I'm here with you, even if we disagree. Just like disagreeing with the Ravens sometimes. Hey, sometimes they prove us wrong. Sometimes they prove us right. Oh, you ain't come across as rude at all. Oh, I get you. I'm with you all day. That's what it is at both the beginning and end of the day. Us as Ravens fans, it happens with all fan bases, but us as Ravens fans, we all going to have our different ways and different viewpoints that we see stuff. Like some people want this, some people want that. But at the beginning and end of the day, we all just want the team to win. Get him now. Next question came from my guy, Mark JG. He said, Engraven, I'm at work and my coworker told me Nuke is on KC and I had to check. My goodness, he was right. Right now, I don't care. Go get Cooper Kupp or DK. I know they've been dealing with injuries, but go get one of them, probably Cooper Kupp, and I somewhat called him it. Seriously, if the rich get richer, then let's write our check. It's not a slight at bait. I was hyped for him and he'll continue. And you see Zay got hurt. Anything can happen. Go get Cooper Kupp now. Imagine him and Bateman with Zay. We got tight ends, but let's just get more weapons. I want to go toe-to-toe with KC at 120%. Two Hall of Famers playing pitch and catch is not good, and you see how our defense is playing, which leads me into this quick point. Me and you talked about it. I don't want any more secondary players, because if you get more players, that is going to add to the confusion, man. I didn't think about that. And that's a possibility. It's also possible that they will be less confused, but that, I didn't think about that. He said the source is between Zach Orr and the Green Dot and how responsibility is being coached. I wonder if Roe is having trouble understanding, which may lead to him looking slow to comprehend. At the point you're reading and reacting to what you see and know what you've been coached to do. Oh, my goodness. You bringing out some stuff today. Wow. Said, because if you don't understand the play call and got to diagnose the play at the same time, that's going to be overloading. That'll slow you down. If we add Za'Darius Smith, Max Crosby, and Miles, I won't be mad. Now, can we reasonably pull off a Cooper Kupp and Za'Darius trade? I think so. Make the rich richer. They could. I think they could. They could for sure if they wanted to. Za'Darius Smith, he'll go for obviously a lot cheaper than Cooper Kupp would. But Cooper Kupp, look, Rams, like, they trying. And they just said today he was healthy. He had a full practice and whatnot. So I said he probably going to put on one last show on Thursday Night Football before he ends up getting traded to whoever his new team is going to be. But Cooper Kupp is ready. They all know that he's going to be out of there soon enough. And with the Rams saying, oh, no, we're going to take on the chunk of his salary. It's like, okay. And with DeAndre Hopkins, like, yeah, Kansas City Chiefs, we knew they wanted a wide receiver. And they said that Hollywood could possibly come back for playoffs too. So they can get him back. Rashee Rice, I don't know what his status is. But anyway, and KC, like, it's like, and they 6-0. I like that. They 6-0. They undefeated, but they still like, hold up. We could use another weapon. Let's go get one. And they went and got somebody who was once the best wide receiver in the entire league. So that's a good move for KC. And it's so important that even though you're having success, refs helping you out a little bit too, but even though you're having success, it's nice that they smart to keep on adding. He said, Engraven, I ain't check up on you. How are you and the family team keep it clean? Oh, we good, man. We good. He said, I just had to get this in, man. I know I've been emailing a lot. Appreciate everything you all do. Shout out to the Bucks because they are a great team and put up a fight. Shout out to Bate because I think he's coming on now and he's only 24. So let's build this core up even more. Go get Cooper and we good. And like Cooper Kupp, better be on the way to be more. I'm out. Is this the final piece? Next question came from my boy, Chef Boyardee. He said, I hope your family doing great. Off the rip, I want to say I appreciate the videos. I've been a subscriber since your old channel with the Madden video. Oh, it took you way back. Shout out to Madden. No, I appreciate that, though, man. Thank you. He said, used to watch those on my free time in middle school. I'm 21 now. You OG, man. It's crazy. I've been watching for so long, yet this is my first time sending a question. Oh, that's. Ooh. Now, you really, that's crazy, man. I appreciate that a lot, man. He said, okay, time to get down to business. With the Chiefs trading for DeAndre Hopkins this morning, and with the report coming out saying that the Chiefs actually tried to trade for Cooper Kupp before trading for D-Hop, do you think the Baltimore Ravens should make the call? Me, personally, I was a let Zay and Bateman eat kind of guy, unless it was for DK Metcalf. I was thinking the Ravens would go defense like always and see what it would take for Max Crosby or Myles Garrett, but after hearing that they're actually calling about Za'Darius Smith, I don't want him back in Baltimore. He switched up, and I won't forget that. Oh, you It's business, man. It's business. If he can make the Ravens better, go for it. But anyway, good thing. He said, with Bateman and Zay doing great, Mandrew's looking good and likely patiently waiting for his turn again. Why not become unstoppable and go get Cooper Kupp? I like that. While DK Metcalf is the trade I've been hoping for the last 5 years, we should have drafted him to begin with. It doesn't seem likely. So what would you do if you were EDC? And what do you think EDC would actually do? Oh, if I was EDC, I'm swinging for the fences, man. I'm going for it, though. I'm going, like, Rams style, like, all out. Draft picks, all right, cool. No, let's try to win now. So I will go for a Max Crosby, see what the Raiders talking about. I would talk to the Browns about Miles getting, obviously not both, but I'm just talking to both of them to see what they would be willing to take for those players, because those would be my first and foremost if it's for defense. Now, for wide receiver, yeah, I would talk to Mike McDonald, be like, hey, Mike, y'all ain't been looking too good, my friend. What about DK Metcalf? He ain't that good anyway. What y'all want for him? What you want for DK? Because that's like, I feel like he would be, because he brings two things in one. He brings a jump ball wide receiver, and he brings that deep threat too. Obviously, Rashad Bateman and Zay Flowers, they could be deep threats as well, but they're not jump ball wide receivers. DK Metcalf gives you that too. Is he the best route runner? No, but they don't even really need him to be. So that would be a really, really good move. So, yeah, that's what I'll do. What do I think EDC will do? You know what? I can't even call it. I didn't expect him to be interested in Derrick Henry last year, and he was trying to get that done. So I feel like with EDC, a lot of times they can do stuff that's predictable, but sometimes when it comes to trades, he does stuff out of nowhere that I don't even see coming. And I'm like, oh, okay, EDC. He said, with Bateman, is they doing great? Mandrew looking good? Oh, no, I already read that part. He said, you're the GOAT. No, that is false information right there. But he said, go Ravens, and just like Marcus Williams will... You are petty, boy. He said, and just like Marcus Williams will be in the Cooper Cup trade package, I'm out. Offense or defense? Next question came from my guy Tyreek. He said, what's up, Engraven? Hope everything's going well with you and the fam. I've been watching your videos for some time now, and I feel like I'm ready to ask some questions. You've been ready for that, Tyreek. But I appreciate you sending this in. He said, after watching the Ravens Monday night game against the Buccaneers, I realized something. Other than communication issues, I honestly don't think our pass defense is playing that bad. Our defense came up with 2 interceptions, which it really could have been 3. I think our problem is our pass rush. Baker Mayfield had 3 years in the pocket, which led to Baker to sit back and scan the field. That's a good point. And that's weird, because earlier this season, the pass rush was doing really, really good. Then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. I don't know what changed. But he said, I have played cornerback all my life, and I can tell you that you can only guard someone for so long. Playing defense is like a working car. When you have missing parts, it just doesn't work right. Okay, my guy came with the analogies. I love me some good analogies, man. That was fire. He said, to switch to the offensive side of the ball, I know my guy Bate had a heck of a game, but Zay Flowers did get banged up for a little bit, and that had me questioning our depth at wide receiver. Nelly is okay for a veteran wide receiver, but isn't really like a set target. After him, we only got Tylan Wallace, Devontae Walker, and Deontay Hardy, who's already on IR. And not to mention, all of those guys offer special teams. If you were Eric DaCosta, with the trade deadline coming up, would you rather trade for a pass rusher like a Max Crosby and a Myles Garrett, or would you trade for a wide receiver like a Cortland Sutton and a Cooper Kupp? Sorry for the really long question. Just want to know your thoughts. And just like Nate Robinson fighting Jake Paul, I'm out. Oh, yeah, he did get knocked out a couple years ago. Oh, that boy got knocked out by a YouTuber. But they just a podcaster. Anyway, if I was Eric DaCosta, y'all know me. If I was Eric DaCosta, it'd be receiver. It would be receiver, and I would have to have a long talk with Zach Orr and tell him, look, I went and got you Yannick Ngakoue, and he looked good early. What happened? Odafe Away, he was looking good early. What happened? You got David Ajabo, the guy got one of the nicest little spin moves in the game. Where is it at? Why are we not closing? What is the issue? Signed Nnamdi Madubuike to that big deal. Got Travis Jones. Brought back Michael Pitt. Like, what's up? We got Arthur Millette back on the roster now. Like, come on. I know Marlon Humphrey going to be out. Nate Wiggins. Like, what's up? You got Super Duper Kyle. You got 2 Super Duper Kyles. Super Duper Kyle and Super Duper Kyle 2.0. With Kyle Vannoy. Like, I would go wide receiver, but I would have a long talk with Zach Orr to let him know, like, we got to fix this.